Hello. Today in our studio, we have Susan Wairegi, a nutritionist and a lecturer at the Technical University of Kenya. She has a master's degree in food nutrition and dietetics and specializes in nutrition of the elderly, or known as geriatric nutrition. We welcome Susan. Hello, everyone. Do you remember your grandma or your grandfather? Those old people that we love in our families. Some call them Shosho, some call them Kuka, others call them Shosho of the village, Shosho of the town, grandma of the town. But sadly, they are facing some really terrible problems that is interfering with their health. Today in studio, we have an expert, Susan Wairegi, who is going to help us find some solutions to the problems that our grandparents are facing, or Africa's elderly. So, welcome to our program, Susan.
Thank you, Daktari.
Welcome. So, tell me a little bit about what you have found out there. What are our problems with the elderly people?
Hi, audience. I hope you're doing well. Yes, as you've heard, the problems the elderly are facing are quite many. And
What's the first one?
to begin with, we may look at the poverty levels that most of our population, the elderly population, are facing out there. They, after their working years, their reproductive years is done, they retire home.
At home in the
At, in
village.
the village.
Yes.
And that usual source of income is no longer there. And now that makes them very vulnerable because they're not able to afford the basics unless they get support from maybe their children or their well-wishers.
Is this the urban migration where the people who used to stay in the rural areas actually go back to the cities and leave the grandmas at home doing
Yes, yes. If we go back a bit, in a few years back, we used to have the family setup being complete. The parents living with the children, and the children, once they grow older, they were meant to look after the parents. Unfortunately, with the modernization, with the urban, rural urban migration, we are finding out the young children leaving the parents behind and going to the cities to look for better jobs, better income. And many of them do not remember to regularly check on their own. So you find now the old people in the village are left alone with no enough income, with no support emotionally, financially, socially, and they can now suffer. Nutritionally, they can go through depression and many other myriad of issues.
Wow, we have really let go of our old people. Which other problem do they have?
The elderly today are also facing burden of social responsibility. And this is as a result of them looking after the young children that are left behind by maybe their children who have succumbed to the AIDS or HIV pandemic. Now this makes them more vulnerable in the sense that they are sharing the little that they have with now the children. And remember, our setup, our African setup, is very it's very generous.
Yes.
The parent or the grandparent cannot eat before the children are eating.
Yes, yes.
So they will forgo whatever is theirs,
yes,
to give children.
Yes.
And that can affect the nutrition status.
Oh, boy. Negatively. Yeah.
Yeah. So the collapse of family support has also contributed now to these other issues.
Okay. I know the elderly also go through body changes or physical changes when they're aging. Has this contributed to their poor health that you found out there?
Definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the elderly age,
yes,
many functions, body functions change.
Yes,
due to aging, of course.
Yeah.
For instance, you find that they are no longer able to taste food as they used to taste them.
Yes.
They are no longer able to smell food as they used to when they were younger.
Okay.
They are not able to cook for themselves.
Okay.
Maybe they're having difficulty walking.
Okay.
Or losing their limbs.
Yes.
So these physical changes can contribute to decreased in the where they are decreased their nutritional intake.
Okay.
And of course their well being comes down.
Okay. You know, I really love my grandma's big toothless smile.
Yes.
She's got the most beautiful smile. And I've always wondered, does that interfere with also her eating and her nutritional status?
Yes.
I mean, missing teeth.
Yes, it does. In a big way. When the teeth go missing, they are no longer able to enjoy food that they used to enjoy.
Okay.
And they have to cook their food in a different manner now.
Maybe
everything is now mashed up.
Yeah.
So that can be soft for them.
Yeah.
That will exclude certain foods.
Yeah.
And because of that monotony of always eating mushy food,
yes,
soft food, they lose appetite.
Okay.
And they are no longer eating enough.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Another problem I noticed with my grandparents is that I can give them a bottle of water, and by the time I come back, it's still there. They don't remember to drink. Have you discovered that in your work?
Yes. The few research we've done regarding hydration for the elderly.
Yes.
We've discovered that the elderly do not drink enough water.
Why is that?
It is the normal process of aging that makes them not feel thirst. And when they don't feel the thirst, they will not wish to drink water. So the only way now to deal with that issue is to give them the water. The caregivers should give them the water. Do not wait for them to say they are thirsty, because they will not say they are thirsty. They no longer feel thirst, but the body demands the water. So we need to keep them water. Maybe give them water in a jug. Keep a jug of water close to them and request them to keep sipping throughout the day. Oh. Through that way, you can find them getting good hydration.
Yeah. In your research, have you encountered other researchers or work from other researchers that kind of give more information on what is out there? Because this is cutting edge information. There's not much information out there on the elderly in Africa. Have you found anybody who has done similar research?
There are few research being done among the elderly in Kenya and also within East Africa, and I think the same happens across Africa.
Yes.
A lot of information is focusing on young children, breastfeeding mothers, and young infants. Very little is focusing for the elderly. And the little that is being researched is Similar across the board.
Okay.
Similar across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the problems the elderly may be facing in Kenya are likely to be similar to elderly in Uganda, elderly in Tanzania, and also in other part of Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. More so their nutritional requirements, their nutritional needs are not being met.
Okay.
Many research have come out to show that they are more there is more malnutrition among the elderly.
Okay.
Today. Yes, there are more of underweight cases.
Oh my goodness.
And a few of nutrition that is overweight, more so in the urban setups.
Oh.
Yeah, so their nutrition status is not what we call good.
Okay.
It is now more poor.
Okay.
Yes.
What about these supermarkets and fast food culture? Surely there's so much food, and now I'm talking about the urban elderly. Yeah? Is there, first of all, is there a difference between the health status of the urban old person versus the rural one? Is the one in the urban area much better, have more access to food? What, is there anything?
Not really necessarily that the urbans are better or worse than the rural population. It depends now with other factors. Maybe the elderly could be facing. But generally, the nutrition status for the elderly, both in rural and in the urban setup, is not good. It is poor.
Okay.
The population, the elderly population in the urban areas are facing a different challenge.
Ah,
a different challenge which is not commonly found in the rural areas.
Okay.
As you have mentioned, the upcoming of fast foods.
Yes.
One, the elderly are not able to cook for themselves.
Okay.
And they're not able now to prepare nutritious meal as they would wish, and the quickest meal they can afford is the fast foods. So they find themselves buying the fast foods and that will now affect their nutritional status, because if they keep eating the fast food, of course the fast foods are not healthy as such. They are high in fats, they are high in processed foods, they are high in carbohydrates, and they are very limited amount of proteins. Fruits are not there, vegetables are not served, so you find they will not get a balanced diet. So their diet is usually inadequate in the major macronutrients and also the other nutrients.
Okay.
Yes.
And what will happen afterwards? Will they get diseases? These are non-communicable diseases like, diabetes.
Yes.
Have you found anything?
With time, yes. Yeah? With this kind of eating, the bad eating habits start a bit earlier.
Yes.
Maybe in the adulthood, which is now carried forward to the old age.
Yes.
Yeah. So with the poor nutrition status, you'll now find the elderly suffering from chronic conditions.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Chronic conditions that are related to nutrition.
Yeah.
For example, the diabetes type 2.
Yeah.
Very common these days.
Mm.
The cardiovascular diseases.
Okay.
Affecting a majority of them.
Okay.
We also find them suffering from arthritis.
Oh,
hypertension.
Wow. Oh.
And these are issues that can be tackled properly if they started their eating habits, good eating habits earlier.
Yes.
And then carry on with these good eating habits to old age.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of resources are being spent on these issues, the chronic issues.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the elderly do not have the resources to spend.
Okay.
They don't have enough money to go to good hospital. Yes. The government is also offering very little in terms of upkeep for the elderly,
oh,
especially
God.
In Kenya.
Yes.
That cannot sustain
yes.
Their medical
needs.
Medical needs, yes,
yeah.
And also support their nutritional needs.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you've just brought opened up or you've just brought something I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Surely we have welfare assistance programs
mm.
or some social assistance programs.
Mm.
I know in the newspaper recently the president was giving cash aid to the elderly. Did you see any? Does that help? Did you see any help as you are doing your work?
The cash that is given out to the elderly
mm.
is good, yes, but not enough.
Okay.
Yes, it's hardly enough to meet their needs.
Okay.
Now, remember we mentioned that they're also taking, most of them are also taking care of the children, mm. grandchildren.
Yes.
Yes, and they don't have any other source of income.
Yes.
So this money, when it comes,
mm.
cannot sustain all these needs.
Okay.
So you find that they will use this money maybe for other uses
yeah.
other than for themselves, for
yes.
their nutritional
yeah.
Needs.
Oh dear.
Yes. So
okay.
you find now that money does not really
yeah.
help where it's supposed to
yeah.
help.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot need to be done to increase that social welfare
okay.
for the elderly. And if it can start earlier, the better. Because
okay.
at the moment, the welfare starts at the age of 70.
Yes.
By 70, this condition have already come in.
The non-communicable diseases
yes.
like high blood pressure, diabetes.
Yes.
They're already entrenched
they this, yes.
in the body.
Yes.
Okay.
So if this handout can come earlier, let's say age of 60.
Yes.
Maybe it can help them now start eating, continue eating well.
That's
yeah. And then by the time now they're in their 70, they're already healthy.
Okay.
Yes. Instead of using the money for medication, they'll use now the money for their food and other, you know, nutritional needs that
yes.
will help them
okay.
better.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow, what a interesting topic. Now,
yes.
I know it's very hard to try new things,
mm.
even as a young person.
Yes.
But when I meet my grandparents, it's so difficult for them to try anything new.
Mm.
So I know it's. Have you found any other resistance to try new food, or you say they like to eat one thing throughout? What have you found?
Basically, they will eat what is available.
Just
yes.
what's available.
What's available.
Yes.
And mostly what is available are the staples.
Yes.
The maize, the rice,
yes.
the cassava.
Yes.
Yeah. And these foods are the ones that are rich in carbohydrates.
Yes.
So that's their main source of the energy.
Yes.
Hardly do they try new things.
Yes.
Yeah, they're resistant. Eh?
Okay.
And one thing about their eating pattern is fruit and vegetables are not really part of their meal.
Oh dear.
Yeah. In my community and many communities,
yes,
fruits are for the children, not for the
elderly. Oh dear.
You see, so if there's any fruit in the home,
mm.
it will not be taken by the elderly. It will be reserved
for the children. And
changing now that attitude. To let them know
mm.
that the fruits are also good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables are also part of their diet.
Yes.
It's not that easy.
Oh, dear.
But
okay.
it can be done.
It can
if we start
be
early,
okay.
we give them nutrition education early.
Yes.
Yeah, so that
okay.
by the time they are in their old age,
yes.
these things are part of their,
okay.
their meal.
Yes.
The fruits, the vegetables
okay.
are part of their meal.
Meal.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Mm.
Now, since our program is not just about talking about problems,
mm.
problems, we can talk until
yes,
tomorrow.
There
are many problems. But for our listeners out there, This program is about solutions. Now let's turn our attention to the practical solutions. I prefer our listeners at least get one or two or several practical solutions to the problems of the elderly. Now let's look at the physical changes that actually affect their nutritional status. You said there were quite several of them.
Yes.
Let's talk about the ones that affect the smell. You said the elderly sense of smell and taste goes down. What can a listener do if they find that their grandma or grandfather's sense of taste or smell is going down? What would you recommend?
Now, to start with, we eat because the food is looking good.
Yes.
We can only eat, even if the food is nutritious, if it's not looking good, we will not eat it. The same case with the elderly.
Okay.
And they will not even taste it.
Okay.
They will not know whether it is tasting good or bad.
Okay.
As long as it is not looking good.
Mm.
So the way forward is to ensure that we bring in variety.
Ah, okay.
Variety of dish of foods.
Yes.
On in a meal.
Yes.
This will encourage more colors to be present within a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And this now will encourage or will whet their appetite.
Okay.
And therefore they will wish to taste this food.
Okay.
And in the process they will eat that food.
So it is true that we first eat with our eyes.
Yes.
We eat with the eyes.
We start with the eyes.
Yes. Yeah, so if the food has to look really good and colorful.
Yes.
Okay.
And another way of making sure that the variety is present in our meals or the elderly's meals is to vary the texture of the food as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We should not just prepare soft food for them.
Mm.
Okay, they don't have teeth, but it becomes monotonous.
Okay.
When it is always soft.
Okay.
So why don't we just have a few dishes, crunchy a bit, other soft.
Yes.
Just to vary the methods of cooking.
Okay.
Not everything should be boiled.
Okay.
Yeah. Encourage that meal to have some food to be baked, others to be boiled, others to be stewed.
Okay.
Yeah. So variety in various aspects is very important.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah. And should they always be given big meals or small meals?
Their appetite, remember, is down.
Yes.
And when you pile a plate with food, that in itself discourages them from eating.
Okay.
Yeah, they are like small babies. They don't want to have very big food piled on them forced to eat. So then we need to encourage them to eat three meals, of course, per day, but not heavy meals, not large amount of food.
Okay.
Three meals, balanced. Of course, they should be moderate in energy, given food, enough proteins, and enough fruits and vegetables for the vitamins and the minerals.
Okay.
But we also need to complement these three meals with snacks in between the meals.
Oh,
healthy snacks.
Healthy snacks.
Healthy snacks. Remember, with the aging, the elderly are of they prefer the sweet foods.
Okay.
So they will not really choose
healthy
snack. They'll go for a sweet snack.
Candy, chocolates.
And these sugary beverages that are
soda.
Yes. So we need to encourage the caregivers to always have these healthy snacks around the elderly to keep off the sweet ones, the unhealthy ones, to keep them off from the home.
Okay.
So that they can choose now the healthy ones, like a fruit, a whole fruit.
Okay.
Would be a better choice than a beverage sweetened with sugar.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, for a listener will ask, okay, what is an example or examples of snacks to avoid? Let's give two or three snacks, for example. What would be the first snack to avoid for the elderly?
The very common ones, and they are very available almost everywhere, are the sweet snacks, the cakes.
The cakes.
The cakes are everywhere. Mm. They come in all sorts of sizes and prices, and they are cheap.
Okay.
And therefore, the elderly are likely to choose them more because of their taste and, of course, their pocket friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we need to keep those away. We need to keep those away.
Okay.
And give them healthy snacks, like
a
glass
fruit?
Of a fruit, a glass of milk in between meals.
Okay.
Some groundnuts.
Oh, peanuts.
Peanuts,
okay.
Yes, roasted.
Yeah.
Groundnut in between the meals.
Okay.
That in that way they are likely now to develop a taste for the healthy snacks.
Okay.
Yes.
So things like sodas and cakes and sausages
and French fries.
French fries or these fried doughs that I see out in the cooked in the street. Those are the things to avoid.
They should avoid mostly those that are processed.
Okay.
We should give them healthy whole foods.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, I know with old age, I've seen with my grandparents, the bones started changing. Huh? They
yes.
started walking a bit funny. And we all know that our bones change as we age. But what can we do so that our elderly's bones stay strong? What
yes.
can we do?
Yes, it is a natural process to lose bones with age.
Yes.
Yeah, so ours is to ensure that we don't lose as much.
Yes.
So the elderly should still maintain most of their bones.
Yes.
They don't lose it.
Yeah.
So we should encourage our elderly to be active.
Active?
Active,
okay.
Yes. They may not necessarily go to the gym for the exercises,
yeah.
but they need to make their daily routine more active.
Okay.
Walk more.
Yes.
Do chores in the homes that they are comfortable with.
Okay.
And that will encourage them now to be more active and improve their energy levels.
Okay.
And of course now reduce the bone loss.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're really saying is that keep the elderly moving around
yes.
as much as possible.
As much as possible. In addition now to giving them foods that are rich in calcium.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and also rich in vitamin D.
Such as
fish and,
okay.
Of course, make them go out in the sun.
Of course.
Regularly, because their skin is no longer so good.
Yes.
Their
skin thins out, gets to be thin out. Eh?
It doesn't really synthesize the required vitamin D as it used to when they were young.
Okay.
So when they are outdoor, the better.
Okay.
Because they get more exposure to the sun.
Okay.
For longer.
Okay.
For longer, yes.
Okay.
So in addition to nutritional foods, they need to also go out more.
Okay.
Exercise more.
Okay.
And avoid being too much in the house sitting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for our listeners, when you say exercise, do you really mean that they have to go to the gym, or just make? We have to be very, very clear here, listeners. I think what Susan is saying is that we have to keep our grandparents moving. Our elderly, if you can take them to the gym, I'm sure. Do you have a problem with that?
No, the gym, yes, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Can afford.
Of course, they're expensive.
Yes, expensive.
Yes.
And now looking at the elderly in the rural areas, we don't find these facilities
anywhere. Yes.
Anyway there. Yeah. Yeah, but one key difference between the urban and the rural elderly is. The rural elderly have more opportunities to be outdoor.
Of course,
they have more opportunity to be outdoor, and they do these things. They do their own work.
Yes.
Remember, the support is no longer there, so they do most of the work by themselves.
Mm.
They'll go to the farm, maybe they have a cow, they are heading.
They have to milk,
yes, and maybe there are chicken around, and the grandmother is there with them, walking around the shamba,
okay,
cooking for herself. So these are exercises that are good enough.
Okay.
If they can afford the gym, good, but not really common.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And for the elderly, the stability again is not as good.
Okay.
So they need to have a lot of support during, if they're going to have to go to the gym. They need to have somebody there with them.
A trainer.
Yes, a trainer.
Okay.
And we don't have many trainers who have the patience to be with the elderly and take them through that whole exercise. So if they are taught to be simply active,
okay,
it will be good for them.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. What about, do they have any digestion problems?
Yes, a lot.
A lot?
Yes, when the system starts dying, the one of the area that is affected is the digestive system.
Oh, you mean
going
old? Please don't say they're dying.
Oh, sorry, not dying.
We are going old.
Yes.
So we regenerate slower.
Yes.
Oh, please don't. I'm aging. So I know I'm dying. I'm dying. But please, okay, let's just say my digestive system as I age will slow down. So what can me and the listeners do out there for my aging digestive system?
Yes. Now, with the slowing down of the digestive system, the elderly need a lot of support in terms of their dietary choice.
Okay.
They need to go for foods that is going to make the digestive work better.
Okay.
And some of these foods are those foods that are rich in dietary fiber.
Okay.
Like fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables. They will make now their digestive work better. Yeah. And of course, increase water intake.
Okay. Oh.
And this will now help in the regular bowel function.
Okay.
They will now suffer less constipation and less stomach upsets.
Oh.
Yes. So again, we need to choose the foods that are agreeable to them. Yeah, if a certain food is not agreeable to them, we can leave it out. And of course, now choose a similar food that will be agreeable to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I insist on variety. Variety.
Variety
of fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah, let's vary the fruits and the vegetables.
Okay.
If it is green leafy vegetables, let's vary them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that they don't now develop a dislike to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not spinach the whole week.
No.
So one day spinach, next day some traditional vegetables that you get out in the open air market.
Yes, and some of these traditional vegetables grow wild.
Oh, wild. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
During the rainy season, they're able to collect them.
Okay.
Yeah. And they can also get a kitchen garden close to them where they will be pouring clean water from the kitchen sinks.
Okay.
And those vegetables will be healthier for them.
Wow. Now, we touched on about the elderly being left at home in the rural areas by the children who have come to the urban areas. I know now Africa's got so many problems, but what can we do now about this poor, isolated grandparents at home? I'm working in the city. I need to work, but what can I do for my grandparent who's isolated in the village?
My take is that we need to remember them. We
okay.
need to remember them more often. Go visit them, call them more regularly. Sometimes a call is enough to make them feel at home.
Okay.
Check on them more often.
Yes.
But at the same time, we need to empower them so that they can still be independent on their own back there. So that they don't feel so alone Yeah, so such that they cannot function. We need to empower them, and one way to of empowering them is by improving their nutrition skills.
Okay.
Yeah, giving, educating them as early as possible on healthy foods, so that they grow old while they are healthy.
Okay.
And they're able now to do these chores for themselves.
Okay.
They don't really need to have somebody all the time with them. Oh. And that will make them feel useful.
Okay.
They will not feel so helpless. And the issue of dissolution and depression might not really affect them as much. But again, we need to still go and
visit.
And, yeah, let's keep in touch with our elderly.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, all comes down to food and making sure that they're eating different variety that will eventually, if you're healthy, then you feel good about yourself.
Yes.
So it comes down to that, basically.
Yes.
Oh.
When you're healthy and you're not sick, hardly when do you get through depression.
Oh.
You see,
okay.
But when one is suffering from chronic conditions, also the elderly, the possibility of them going through depression is very high.
Okay.
And some even wishes to die sooner.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. No, let's not do that.
So we need now to improve.
Okay.
To improve on their eating patterns, their the food that they eat.
Yes.
As early as maybe in their adulthood,
okay,
all the way to old age.
The old age.
Yeah. So we need to give them education earlier, which will be applicable even in the old age.
Yeah. Well, listeners, clearly we could talk for a long time about our elderly, our loved ones, but we have barely scratched the surface, and it is clear that the elderly need our love, first and foremost. Two, we need to feed them. Let's feed them. Give them as much education as we can. And we try to vary the food that we are giving them. Not to actually give one type of food. The message is loud and clear. We need to love our lovely, lovely old people because they are precious to us. Thank you for tuning in to Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you'll join us for our next program. Thank you. Remember to live well, eat healthy, and live healthy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.